Saskatchewan, roads across the province are treacherous after freezing rain and heavy snowfall. A tow truck heavy wrecker was assisting a semi in the ditch that needed a winch out service when another semi slammed into the tow truck near Swift Current Tuesday night. Our tow truck is extremely damaged and our operator was injured. He is currently recovering with his family by his side. Low-cost towing from Swift Current posted on their Facebook page at about 1:30 a.m. Wednesday morning. Our tow family is shaken and can't understand how this could happen. RCMP say that PM Dec. 27 at approximately 7:05 p.m., Swift Current Rural RCMP received a report of a collision on Highway 1, near Beverly, Sask. The police investigation determined a tow truck operator was hooking up a stuck semi at the side of the road. A second semi collided with the tow truck, stuck semi. Three people were taken to hospital. A passenger in the stuck semi with injuries described as serious but non-life-threatening, the tow truck operator with injuries described as non-life-threatening, and the driver of the stuck semi, as a precaution. No other injuries were reported. RCMP say that road conditions were poor in the area at the time and Swift Current Rural RCMP continue to investigate the collision. In another area of the province, Kindersley RCMP issued a media release at about 2 a.m. saying that travel on Highway 7 wasn't possible. Jackknifed semi near Kindersley. In another incident, a jackknifed semi closed Highway 7 near Kindersley. Kindersley RCMP said that Highway 7 westbound about 16 kilometers east of Kindersley is closed because of a jackknifed semi-trailer unit. Tow trucks are not able to reach the location to help. The public is advised to find alternate routes, or to heed highway hotline recommendations to not travel in the area because of adverse weather conditions. RCMP say if you become stranded on the highway, do not leave your vehicle. Other motorists may not be able to see you in adverse conditions. Make sure your tailpipe remains clear of ice and snow, or carbon monoxide could potentially seep into your vehicle. They also recommend that before you travel in winter weather, ensure your vehicle has lots of fuel, you have extra warm clothes, snacks, water and a snow shovel on hand. Traction mats, a tow rope or chain and a booster cable are also great to keep in your vehicle, as well as a spare phone charger. The Highways Department recommended against travel and closed some highways. RCMP say that for the most up-to-date highway conditions, check out the Saskatchewan Highway Hotline map at http://hotline.gov.sk.ca/map.html. Saskatchewan residents posting highway photos on social media, however, were complaining that the Highway Hotline app wasn't up-to-date with current road conditions and suggested that people complain to Saskatchewan Highways Minister Jeremy Cockrell. Drivers along Highway 7 Tuesday night were posting on social media saying they were stopping in small towns on their route looking for hotel or motels to stay at because the roads were too treacherous. The RCMP also reminds drivers of the following winter driving tips. Scrape all the ice off your windows before driving. If you can't see, you can't drive safely. Remove all snow from your vehicle, including from your headlights, taillights, and roof. Slow down on slippery or snowy roads. Be gentle and smooth when you accelerate, brake or steer. Using cruise control on icy or snowy roads can be dangerous. If you skid, your vehicle will accelerate and rapidly spin its wheels as it tries to maintain a constant speed. Be prepared for anything. Consider stocking your vehicle with extra warm clothes, candles, matches, non-perishable snacks, a snow shovel, traction mats, booster cables and a tow rope or chain. If you become stranded on the highway, do not leave your vehicle. Turn on your vehicle periodically to warm up, but try to conserve fuel. Make sure your tailpipe remains clear of ice and snow, or carbon monoxide could potentially seep into your vehicle. Story updated to include information from Sask. RCMP about the tow truck collision. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_SKTODAY.